Good day, it's Jonathan Miller. Time for Holistic Reality, presented by ReallyWell.com. Holistic Natural Health for being really well. Today is our Holistic Natural Health program. We're talking about weekend cleanse. We're exposed to such an array of public poisons in our food, air, water, home, car, and so forth. It is crucial to detoxify every so often. Spring and fall are the seasons of transition, so these are times we recommend as good times for cleansing accumulated toxins. Many people are being overwhelmed with public poisons. We talk about those a lot. We have a website, if you're not familiar, with publicpoisons.com, where we list many of these and where they're affecting us, how they're reaching us. And that we can learn more about them and how to avoid them as much as possible. But we also need have a problem of self-toxification from poor food choices and trapped waste in the colon that is reabsorbed and recycled. So between the public poisons and our own autotoxins, irritating tissues and deteriorating organs, as these toxins abuse the body, they are a major cause of distress and ill health. So detoxification is crucial to be healthy. It is one of the four essential principles of natural health that I identify. The cells of the body need removal of toxins, intake of a large range of nutrients with water and oxygen as part of the intake, and then exercise is the third principle, and then relaxation of stress, which includes good sleep and meditation or some type of spiritual pursuit to be in touch with your higher connections. All of this to function well for good health. So detoxify, nourish, exercise, relax. That is the natural health process. A periodic weekend cleanse utilizing detoxification agents and movement of the lymph fluid, very important to keep the fluids of the body moving. And any kind of physical activity that moves the body helps to pump that lymph fluid along so that the toxins can be moving on and reaching our organs of elimination. Perspiration is an important aspect of eliminating these toxins. So exercising to the point of perspiring is very valuable. And this coupled with light eating, juicing, or fasting during this weekend cleanse would be helpful as well. And all of this works then to lessen the load of these toxins on our bodies to have these periodic weekend cleanses, maybe a few times a year. But a few of those, plus a longer annual detox of a week or even a month, some people do a 30-day, would be ideal. And it depends on what kind of time you have available from your work schedule or other projects to do this, because if you're going to do that longer detox, you may want to do that in conjunction with a substantial fast of some type or juice, using juices rather than solid foods, which aids the body in lowering the demands on it for digestion. More energy is available for cleaning up, going out and scouring up the tissues. So fasting or eating very lightly is an adjunct to the detoxification process. Now, how do we do this detoxification? Well, good fiber, such as found in our organically grown milled flax seed. It's ideal fiber in there because it's 26% fiber. About half of it is soluble and the other half insoluble. So it's a good mix of the two basic types of fiber that will work together and help to broom out and clean up the debris that could be hanging around in the colon. And very important to provide that bulking. And eating vegetables, a lot of salads and so forth, also carrots, all of this helps with the fiber process, eating more of the natural foods, whole seeds, and I use, again, amaranth, buckwheat, quinoa, These are all good foods. And your seeds, like sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, along with the flaxseed. All good sources of fiber and other nutrients for proteins and many benefits of using these seed foods. But the peristaltic herbs may also be needed along with the fiber to move things along. If a person's colon tract is sluggish, if there's difficulty getting good daily elimination from the bowel, which in many cases is better to have more than one movement per day. You have people all over the map. Some don't have but a few bowel movements a week, some not even once a week. So it's very important to get the bowel flowing along, and you should have a daily movement, maybe even a couple if you're eating a couple of substantial meals. But you want to have, you know, basically about as much volume coming out as going in. There isn't that much fiber taken out of the food. The nutrients extracted are more water and fat soluble and leave the fiber in the digestive tract and should come out the other end, and then not be accumulating sticky residues. But much of the foods that people eat are glue foods, what I call glue foods, very sticky proteins from meats and dairy products and eggs, and then your wheat and flour products are very sticky. So these tend to, dairy products, these all tend to potentially leave more residue in the colon. So we're going to get these things moving along with these fiber and herbs. Pure water is very important. And if you would drink a good amount, you know, several glasses, up to 8 glasses or so per day of pure water, that would help greatly in many of the cleansing functions and the colon elimination as well. Also, you increased oxygen. So exercising out in nature where you get some deep breathing going, avoiding pollutants as much as possible, staying away from the busy streets, for example, and watching for the geoengineering sprays in the sky and dating basically your foggy moisture in the air, then you're probably going to have more of the fallout pollutants from the geoengineering at ground level. So you want to do indoor exercise at that point. But increasing oxygen, you can also get the vitamin O, the oxygen drops that we have available at reallywell.com for extra oxygen. So we utilize hydrogen peroxide very carefully, but has some health benefits to use food-grade hydrogen peroxide and increase your oxygen a little bit at a time that way. But also your probiotic bacteria, the intestinal bacteria that thrive and provide an environment ideal for the further processing of your food materials and the fending off of negative bacteria that putrefy or ferment foods, and yeasts and fungi that also can get overgrown and create a lot of unfavorable health issues. So these probiotic bacteria are defenders against these other organisms that create problems, as well as lubricating and doing tasks that break down food materials so that they don't form toxins. And very important. And there are different bacteria than you may have heard of that are very important to have. For example, there's one called L. salivarius, a salivary bacteria that used to be introduced to our digestive tract by the practice of mothers chewing the food in their own mouths for their baby, their infant babies, and putting the food in the baby's mouth, transferring the salivary bacteria to the baby's digestive tract so they can get started. But we have missed out, many of us, for several generations from not having that. If a mother has the salivarius bacteria, it would also be present in breast milk for breastfeeding. But anyway, important to get a good colony of L. salivarius because it provides conditions that are favorable to other probiotic bacteria to succeed and do well in their development in the intestine. So it's a grid for the other bacteria to work on, and as well as doing many important tasks like breaking down undigested proteins, fending off invaders, and so on. Other detoxification aids that are very important to be aware of and utilize: charcoal. You can get purified, activated charcoal that will absorb many of the toxins, especially the organic toxins, things like pesticides and chemicals from the environment and others that might be in the food supply or the water. Then you have bentonite clay and other forms of clay. There's zeolite, and these are highly attractive to toxins, positively charged toxins. These have a negative charge on their molecular structure that attracts and connects to the positively charged toxins and moves them along and out the door. So we have both charcoal, we have the clay, we have kelp, which has an affinity. There's a algin as a compound in kelp that has an affinity for radiation, strontium, that sort of thing. We get saw fallout from the nuclear testing of many years ago, decades ago, but we also have the ongoing contamination of the world with the meltdown of Fukushima contaminating the Pacific Ocean and the air. And then we have other lesser-known leaks at other nuclear power plants and so forth that put other forms of radiation, as well as the geoengineering sprays, which have, again, their toxins in form, many of them radioactive metals. So a lot going on with our toxic load that we need to be aware of. And again, publicpoisons.com for more information on the many other varieties of toxins. But we have the need to be routine throughout the year on this detoxification process, because we, again, are so exposed in the food, air, water, in our home environment, many of the toxic materials to all these toxins. So detoxification becomes an important part of our health protocol, and again, springtime is a good time for that. So you might want to consider doing this weekend cleanse, utilizing the fiber of the flax and other vegetables, and herbs if needed to incite the peristaltic action. That would include herbal formulas that have, say, licorice root, turkey rhubarb root, or senna, cascara sagrada. These are some of the herbs that use those judiciously and not overdo it. Find your own level that works for you, but there are formulas that have other balancing herbs that make these less harsh and do a good job of just getting things moving on so that there's not a blockage going on there. So putting that together a couple times a year, and then that longer detox period, maybe in the summer, would all be wise way of proceeding. Well, I want to thank you for listening. We're having trouble with the internet. I'm not able to play the songs today, but please visit reallywell.com for more information on natural health and the superfoods that we have, the organic flaxseed, the delicious greens, 8,000, bringing antioxidants like the 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidant capacity in Delicious Greens 8000 helps with detoxification also, as many of the toxins are free radicals, and the antioxidants help to neutralize those free radicals. So including the greens, especially, and the antioxidant, other antioxidants that are in this mixture will help with the detoxification process. Then we have the pollen extract. We have many herbal nutrients and superfoods of a variety. Spirulina is another one. visit reallywell.com. And again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.